This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are that exceptional American. So welcome aboard. That's the qualifier. You just have to be an exceptional American to listen to exceptional American radio. Although the rest of the exceptional Americans, of course. Now, exceptional Americanism has come under great fire over the last 10 years, not so much over the last 2 years. Isn't that nice to know? So you exceptional Americans out there, welcome aboard. And let's make some more Americans exceptional. Let's make all Americans exceptional. In the belief system of themselves, some people have a very poor self-esteem about themselves as Americans. I wonder why. And I wonder who these people are. Now listen, I think you know who these people are. There's a whole other side of the, well, of the equation, I might add. Anyway, so, boy, have we got a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and all the stuff that's going on about the Oroville Dam. And yes, it's back. And, of course, the water situation in California. We are awash in water. The drought. And I'm sure that Gavin Newsom would say that we're in a drought, but, you know, I don't think he knows how to read a weather forecast. Kind of like Jerry Brown didn't know how to – well, he knew how to create weather forecasts. Wow. I think all this stuff that's going on right now, vis-a-vis Michael Cohen, it was really just a big charade to the max. I mean, there's no there. And what is really incredible is that the Lanny Davis thing, really, I think, sunk the boat for Michael Cohen. He became the person, he became the attorney for Michael Cohen. In my real humble opinion, I think Michael Cohen is like the jilted girlfriend. I think so. You got to remember that Michael Cohen wanted to be chief of staff. And I think that when Rance Priebus. Now, I kind of understand why Rance Priebus. Why somebody might be a little bothered by Rance Priebus as the chief of staff for Donald Trump. I think I can understand that. And so I'm just thinking because Rance Priebus. If you ever saw Rance Priebus, you know who I'm talking about. Rance Priebus. He became the president of the Republican Party after Michael Steele. Now, this goes back to the Tea Party days of 2010. A lot of people don't remember this. But Michael Steele brought home the bacon for the Tea Party in 2010 and completely stopped Obama, put as much of the brakes on Obama as possible, because we got the House back. At least got the House back. Because remember, 2 years of Obamacare, he had both houses. And by, you know, the lockstep mentality, of course, of the great socialist on the other side. We call them technocrats. The technocrats. There's no Democrats or technocrats. In California, we have everybody's a technocrat except for one or two or three, maybe four of the Republicans that are there. Everybody else is a technocrat. Yep, they go to work and they're like, everything's scientifically done. It's all data-based, data-driven. No personalities, no people. No. And 11-month legislature. What could possibly go wrong? So here you have a guy, Rance Priebus, who ultimately becomes, and I thought it was a very poor choice myself. I was raging that Donald Trump made the selection of Rance Priebus. Now, Rance Priebus turned out to be a loser. And loser in the sense that in the California Republican Party, we had Jim Brulte, the equivalent in the California Republican Party, for the same time frame I might add. They were kind of ushered in, Rance Priebus and Jim Brulte and Charlie Munger Jr. Charles Munger Sr., of course, is the right-hand man of Warren Buffett. So they became the heads of the Republican Party. And it was kind of fishy, I thought. But, you know, you had Rance Priebus, who was nothing more than a loser in everything he did except for, you know, Donald Trump. And it was Donald Trump that brought him along more than anything else. And so, remember, as the king, I'm sorry, the queen, no, he's a king. He's not a queen. Of the Republican Party, he was responsible for the losses of Mitt Romney, and everything else that went on between 2010 and 2016. That was Rance Priebus. Now, he was a loser, Rance Priebus was. And we always thought he played for the other team, which I thought was pretty over, just by the behavior patterns. I just judged it on that. And we had our sources. And, you know, I didn't go out of my way because I just saw what he was doing, his behavior and how he's functioning. He was terrible. So here you had Michael Cohen, who's always been the fixer. The rat now, but he was the fixer. And the fixer didn't like the fact that Rance Priebus became, I believe. I have a little bit of evidence, but it's not overwhelming, but this is my belief and my opinion. This is the opinion part of the show. I can do it. My opinion, he was like a jaded girlfriend. He was upset with the Donald. With his friend Donnie, that wasn't going to make him the queen, the king. I'm sorry, why do I think he's a queen? The king, the prince for Donald Trump. In other words, his chief of staff. Now you have Mulvaney. And the question is, how well is Mulvaney serving Donald Trump? Now that's another question. See, if Michael Cohen could have learned to keep his mouth shut, he might be replacing Mulvaney. But no chief of staff for you. That's just my theory. I'm just playing off of years of experience and watching this whole thing play out, and especially with the 2012 election, I can remember vividly what was going on with the Republican Party in California, who was doing nothing, by the way, doing nothing in the 2012 election to help Romney become president. Nothing, zero, zip, nada. Nor, as we found out, was the Republican Party doing anything to help the Republican candidates, except in a few places. Nothing, zero, zip, nada. We went to a couple of the Republican headquarters, three of them exactly, myself and some other people. And we did like just a little snooping around, and we did not see any real campaigning for the most part. Nothing strategically being done. And so that we got suspicious about the California Republican Party. And, of course, those suspicions bore out when we were at the convention in 2012 and 14 and 16. It was called like a clue that the California Republican Party, much like the National Party, was a fraud. And even today, that's, of course, the complaint about the Republican Party with Donald Trump. And even now, of course, especially California, when you have the bookend to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who has been selected to be the president of the California GOP. And by the way, it's an anti-Trumper GOP. Are we back to maybe Rance? I know. Michael Cohen can be the president of the national GOP. What do you think? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Day 2, CPAC. The Conservative Political Action Conference going on. We're going to catch up on some... This ought to be good. At CPAC, it's at the Gaylord Hotel, just sort of give you the background, in Maryland. And, you know, it's just a stunning hotel. It's beautiful. And they have Radio Row and everything. It's really, really packed. And this hotel is absolutely a monster. And it seats like about 8,000 to 10,000 people or something like that in the main hall. And it's a wonderful place. I mean, it's a wonderful venue. Run by the unions. Oh, yeah. It's a union place. It's completely a union shop. Everything you do there is a union. All tips go to the unions. GOP leaders always meet there. Well, so they said, including the NRA, which is not... I'm not very fond of the NRA, unfortunately. My local people, I love my local people, but national, not so much. I don't think they don't give anything to California. They're here to take money out of California. So I kind of bitterly resent that, especially because we have this myriads of gun laws, and they seem to do nothing to help mitigate this, of course. And they can't. It's kind of difficult. I guess I have to say, wait a minute, Paul. They have an 11-month legislature to deal with against them, so we have to consider that. Anyway, so the conservatives have to – they have a forum, basically, at CPAC. A lot of young people show up here. I was absolutely stunned 2 years ago when I went there to see all the young people. Everybody's younger than me. I mean, way younger. Everybody, it seemed like. So I was thinking, this is all working out for the good on the conservative side. And so we got some clips here. I don't want to play some of these. These are some sit-downs in which you hear some comments made about the, you know, what's going to be happening, what's happening now and what's happening in the future. And this is a clip I only heard from the extraneous outside. So there's no profanity. I don't think so. You might be saying some profanities when you hear some of this stuff. But there's no profanity. No profanities for you.
Precipitous withdrawal from Iraq, which allowed ISIS to recover.
It's Mark Thiessen.
So let me start by taking you back with a story that explains a little bit of why I think why I support President Trump's decision to keep 400 troops in Syria, which he announced in the last week. When I was in the White House, President Bush called me into the Oval Office one day and said, "I want you to write a speech revealing the existence of the CIA's terrorist interrogation program." And he gave me access to, at the time, that was the single most classified covert operation in the United States government. I was given access to all of the intelligence that was produced by that program. And very importantly, I got to know the interrogators, Buck's colleagues at the CIA, who questioned Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the people behind the 9/11 attacks, and got them to tell us their plans for new attacks. And I met the man who actually waterboarded Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. And Khalid... And after Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was waterboarded, he actually became a font of cooperation with our intelligence community. And he would actually sit, the guy who waterboarded him actually would sit in his cell between formal sessions and just talk and keep him company. And one day they were talking in his cell, and KSM was explaining to this CIA officer why it was that they were going to prevail. And he said that Americans have powerful weapons, but they have a weapon that's more powerful than anything we have, which is patience. And he said, and this is a quote from Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, "We will win because Americans don't realize we do not need to defeat you militarily. We only need to fight long enough for you to defeat yourselves by quitting." That's the man who brought down the Twin Towers. And that was a prophetic statement, because in 2011, Barack Obama made it come true. Barack Obama withdrew all of our forces from Iraq against the advice of all of his military commanders. At the time, they had controlled no territory, like they don't control territory in Syria today. And they had about 700 fighters under arms, according to John Brennan, who was CIA director at the time. And within a very short period of time, they went from 700 fighters to 40,000 fighters. They invaded Iraq and took over an area of Iraq and Syria the size of Great Britain. And they began focusing on external operations again. They spread out their murderous tentacles into 29 countries and carried out 149 attacks in places like London, and Paris and Brussels that killed over 2,000 people and injured tens of thousands more. And so when Donald Trump came into office, he inherited this mess from Barack Obama, and he took the gloves off of our military, and he unleashed them on ISIS, and he drove them out of their caliphate. And he deserves credit for that. But ISIS is not defeated. They still have 30,000 fighters under arms because they didn't fight to the death in every one of those cities. And they stole $400 million from Iraqi banks, which they've invested throughout the Middle East. And so right now, thanks to Donald Trump, we have our boot back on the necks of the terrorists. If we take our boot off of their necks, they're going to regroup, reconstitute, and do exactly what they did when Barack Obama took his boot off their necks, and they're going to come after us here at home.
But to what end? I mean, you know, I hear this, and it's a very valid argument. But this is where we're going to get a little Jerry Springer for you all, because this is the point where I know Buck and Mark do not agree. The question I want to pose to you, Buck, is to what end? How do we define victory in a situation where over 400,000 people have died? It's produced 5 million refugees, 6 million have become displaced, and it does not look like there will be any stability in Syria in the near future. So to what end do we stay there? That instability will be a breeding ground for terrorism. So how do we define victory, and to what end do we stay there?
The mission set in Syria is straightforward: the destruction of the territorial caliphate that led to all the horrors that my friend and colleague here laid out for you. I would also offer to you that when you're going to try to end an endless war, there will be risks, there will be trade-offs. But the alternative is endless war. It was because of the 9/11 attacks when I was in college that I joined the Central Intelligence Agency. It was because of the 9/11 attacks that I found myself in Iraq and Afghanistan multiple times years later. How are those projects looking now, by the way? President Trump came into office because he understood that these are not things that are going the way we have been told they would go. In the case of Syria, if you look at a map right now of what's actually happening in Syria, you will see that this is a proxy war nightmare. The Russians, the Iranians, the Turks. There is, in fact, an area now that doesn't even get any news coverage, Idlib in northern Syria, where a group called, formerly the Nusra Group, now it's HTS, they keep changing the name. It's Al-Qaeda in Syria. We're not even focused on that area. It's effectively the Al-Qaeda affiliate. They've taken territory. And now there is a proxy war going on for that region. Never mind ISIS. We are not going to be out of this country for decades if we sit in place. Now, to the point about 400 troops, it was a few thousand troops. And those are the official troops, by the way. Some of you know what I'm talking about. those are the official numbers in that country. We've drawn down to 400. This is heading in the right direction. President Trump is right on the strategy. The tactics he's been willing to talk to his advisors about and put it on a longer timeline out. But what do we think the end state is? To actually get to your question. The Assad regime isn't going anywhere. Iran isn't going anywhere. These other proxy war fighters in the region aren't leaving no matter what. We can work behind the scenes, we can work with allies, we can work with the Kurds. There's a lot that we can do without establishing a permanent military presence. Just look at a timeline of U.S. troops in Iraq, in Afghanistan. These mission sets go up, they go down. It was over 100,000 under Obama in Afghanistan. Now it's down to less than 10,000. Have we made progress there? Is this a place where any of you would want to send your children to fight? I would not want to go back. Because it's not a war we will win. It's a war that we can avoid losing, but that's not the same thing. We need to be honest about this. The foreign policy echo chamber in D.C. never changes its mind about anything because everyone wants to go to think tank meetings and sound smart.
Yep, just like they're doing right there at CPAC, right? That's what happens in these think tank meetings, what that exchange between Thiessen, Buck, as they call it. CIA director, CIA person, not director. He mentions the director, John Brennan. Endless wars. Some people want that. Donald Trump doesn't. Right in the middle of the discussion. Only at CPAC do you get that. And others. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
To what end? Look at the troop deployment levels in Iraq. By the way, how long will we even be in Iraq? The most powerful politician in that country is Muqtada al-Sadr, who has the blood of U.S. servicemen on his hands. Some of you were in that war. You know exactly what I'm talking about. We don't have a long-term presence in Iraq. We should not try to have a long-term presence in Syria. All it takes is one incident, one day. I mean, just to borrow from the point about Reagan and what Reagan was doing, we were on a peacekeeping mission in Lebanon. It's not talked about that often now. Multinational peacekeeping mission. Not a huge deployment of forces. We weren't the ones doing the fighting. We were just trying to keep the fighters apart. In Lebanon, right next door to Syria. In fact, many of the same factions that we see at each other's throats today. Many of the same groups. And then in one day, we lost almost 300 American servicemen because suicide bombers went after the Marine barracks in one day. And Reagan realized, you know what? This is a hornet's nest. We are not going to win this fight, and it's not our fight, and we left. That is another lesson of Reagan's that you should not forget.
And Osama bin Laden cited the U.S. withdrawal from Beirut as reason why he attacked us on 9/11, because he said the Americans are weak and decadent, don't have the stomach for the
interesting
fight,
argument.
and they will withdraw from if we attack them. Okay. So that decision actually helped lead to the 9/11 attacks.
Unfortunately, we have to leave the conversation there. I hope we've solved the problem in Syria for you in about 20 minutes. Thank you. Have a wonderful rest of the day. And thank you to you both, wonderful panelists.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, that sort of gives you a flavor of what goes on at CPAC. Discussions, think tank discussion type stuff like that. Better than the Fox people in 2016, who were never Trumper haters, and Guy Benjamin. God, he was just a terrible Trump hater. People don't realize that, but they get in these kind of things like this where it's not really nationally broadcast. That's why I wanted to bring it out to you, so you kind of have an idea of what. What goes on here. Now, we have another set of panelists coming forward, and this is going to be a very interesting thing to watch this. or to listen to some of this. This is, I wanted to get these CPAC panel things out of the way here, so that we have some. Everybody gets what's going on, you know. Anyway, this is going to be. Well, it looks like Kellyanne Conway. She's here. Oh yeah.
Okay. Well, it's great to be here to talk about this critical problem in America. The numbers are just stunning. CDC says the better part of 100,000 deaths a year, the vast majority from opioids in overdose cases. What is happening? Is it getting better or worse, Kellyanne?
Well, thank you, CPAC, for having me again. And I'm really glad, I'm very happy that CPAC is shining a light on this issue. The president declared a public health emergency in the first year in office. The president and the first lady both work on this public policy crisis. And we call it the crisis next door because it is indiscriminate. The opioid and drug supply, drug demand crisis does not discriminate by race, by age, by gender, by socioeconomic status, by geography. It literally is in every nook and cranny in this country. As harrowing as the numbers are, the good news is the focus on more interdiction and surveillance, the focus on more access to treatment and recovery, the focus and the money that's now being given to all of those and education and prevention is starting to bend the curve in the right direction. Quickly, I'll tell you that H.R. 6 was a piece of legislation passed last year. It passed in the Senate 98-1. Every single Democratic senator running for president in 2020, albeit unsuccessfully, voted for that legislation. And I want you to remember that when they tell you that we don't need a wall at the southern border, we don't need more resources for drug interdiction. They're already on record with their vote as saying that we have a drug crisis in this country, and they voted for a whole bunch of measures, prevention, education, treatment, recovery, interdiction, surveillance, in H.R. 6. CPB and ICE have interdicted historic amounts of fentanyl.
This is, again, what goes on at CPAC. I want to kind of leave CPAC now because we got, you know, like we have a real radio show that we have to run here. And enough of Kellyanne Conway. Kellyanne Conway, enough of her right now. I think we're all kind of enough of her right now. Sorry, Kellyanne, but that's just probably better said left alone. Am I sounding jaded or whatever? No, I don't think so. Anyway, this CPAC thing is a pretty big deal, and I think that going forward now, it's kind of a down year this year, 2018. I was going to go, but I didn't go because I didn't go. And I think we're going to make a bigger effort, Red State Talk Radio and New California State and all that stuff, and Agenda 20. We'll all be at CPAC next year, which will be an election year. And that's really the year to go, of course. We were there in 2016 with Red State Talk Radio and Agenda 21 Radio. So we'll be back and have Radio Row, and we'll be joined with Epoch Times. Epoch Times, which I think is just a little spectacular announcement, is that Epoch Times and Red State Talk Radio will be joining forces. So look for something like that to go on, Epoch Times and Agenda 21 Radio and all the favorites that we have in Red State Talk Radio, by the way. Okay, so a couple of things that are going on that are really, I think, critically important to discuss. First of all, it's the first of the month. And where did the last month go, I guess you're probably asking. But it's the first of the month, and we got a lot of things going on. Mark Thiessen was the one you heard in the first clip there from CPAC. He's the one who's talking about, oh, yeah, you know, the whole Reagan thing when they left the barracks and they got Osama bin Laden. Okay, he's the guy who wrote this article, and we brought this to your attention earlier. I want to bring it back up, though, because you listened to Mark Thiessen there in his logic process. Sorry, Pope Francis, your sex abuse speech was disgraceful and display of excuses and evasions. So he's not afraid to take on the Pope. And this goes back to a speech that the Pope made and just recently. And, of course, it was all about the child. It was the Vatican Summit on Child Protection. And he gave the closing address to it. Now, this is part of the problem with the church. And we've been citing this going forward for years. And, well, just recently, last month, you know, more issues going on with Pennsylvania priests, right? I mean, this thing is just, it is a contagion that's worldwide. That's the problem. It's not just in one or two places. We talked about one of the bishops that was defrocked by the Catholic Church. After so much, I mean, it was one of these things, there's nothing to see here, just move along mentality, and which has always been the case with the Catholic Church. And certainly with child sex abuse. So Thiessen kind of gets sick and tired of it. It says, Pope Francis' closing address to the Vatican Summit on child protection was a disgraceful display of excuses and evasion. That's kind of interesting. He began with an extended meditation on how a great number of abuse cases are committed within families. That was Mark Thiessen. I just wanted to let you know that there's this side of Mark Thiessen bringing out the truth. The Pope trying to displace the truth onto the families. It's the family's fault, right? In other words, that's why he says it's an invasion, evasion, excuse. There are no excuses when it comes to this sort of thing. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get into the world of Civil War. This is LMT Online. I think this is a Texas thing. And interesting. In America, talk turns to something unspoken for 150 years, Civil War. Right. Right. Well, I mean, this is what they say. I'm going to get into a border article here, too. Actually, what drew me to this story was a border article about the border, because that was topical. In America, Civil War. Should we talk about this? I think we should, yeah. This is the goal. This is what they've been trying to do, is create a civil war. Just to let you know. The article is written by Greg Jaffe and Jenna Johnson of the Washington Post. Friday, March 1st. Well, it's in the Houston paper. It says, at a moment when the country has never seemed angrier, two political commentators from opposite sides of the divide concurred last week on one point, nearly unthinkable until recently: the country is on the verge of civil war. First came former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova, a Fox News regular and ally of President Trump. We are in a civil war, he said. The suggestion that there's ever going to be civil discourse in this country for the foreseeable future is over. It's going to be total war. The next day, Nicole Wallace, a former Republican operative turned MSNBC commentator and Trump critic, played a clip of DeGeneva's commentary on her show and agreed with him, although she placed the blame squarely on the president. With the report by special counsel Robert Mueller reportedly nearly complete, impeachment talk in the air, and the 2020 presidential election ramping up, fears that once existed only in fiction or the fervored dreams of conspiracy theorists have become a regular part of the political debate. These days, there's talk of violence, mayhem, and increasingly civil war. And that's true. I am not disagreeing with this article. I mean, I guess we're doing a New California for a reason, right? A tumultuous couple of weeks in American politics seems to have raised the rhetoric or rhetorical flourishes to a new level and also brought a troubling question to the surface. At what point does all the alarmist talk of civil war actually increase the prospect of violence, riots, or domestic terrorism? Speaking to conservative pundit Laura Ingraham, DeGeneva summed up his best advice to friends: I vote and I buy guns, and that's what you should do. He was a bit more measured a few days later in an interview with the Washington Post, saying that the United States is in a civil war of discourse, a civil war of conduct, triggered mostly by liberals and the media's coverage of the Trump presidency. The former U.S. attorney said he owns guns mostly to make a statement and not because he fears political insurrection at the hands of his fellow Americans. The rampant talk of civil war may be hyperbolic, but it does have origins in a real crumbling confidence in the country's democratic institutions and its paralyzed federal government. And if there's a reason for civil war discourse, it's because they are democratic institutions, I might add. Small d. Not republic or republican with a small r institutions. There's a major distinction in that, what I just said. That's me saying this now. With Congress largely deadlocked, governance on the most controversial issues has been left to the Supreme Court or has come through executive or emergency actions such as Trump's border wall effort. Then there's the persistent worry about the 2020 elections. Given my experience working with Mr. Trump, I fear that if he loses the elections in 2020, there will never be a peaceful transition of power. Michael Cohen, Trump's former fixer, and personal lawyer, told a congressional committee on Wednesday. Well, that's completely bogus. That stuff is complete crap from Michael Cohen. On that score, Cohen's not the only one who is concerned. As far back as 2016, Trump declined to say whether he would concede if he lost to Hillary Clinton, prompting former President Barack Obama to warn, "Oh, bro, Obama," that Trump was undermining American democracy. Well, yeah, he probably was. We should be undermining American democracy, and we should be lifting up American republicanism. Don't you think? The moment was top of the mind for Joshua Geltzer, a former senior Obama administration Justice Department official, when he wrote a recent editorial on CNN urging the country to prepare for the possibility that Trump might not leave the Oval Office peacefully if he loses in 2020. Well, that's the kind of stuff that people were worried about with Obama, right? Same thing, just throwing it up in his face. If he even hints at contesting the election result in 2020, he'd be doing so not as an outsider, but as the leader with the vast resources of the U.S. government potentially at his disposal, Geltzer, now a professor at Georgetown. There you go. Nice school, huh? And, you know, of course, this is exactly what Obama did, isn't it? He unleashed, in the last few months when he realized that Trump was going to win the election, he unleashed the Justice Department in what is now known with a dossier bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton to launch, ultimately, after Trump was elected, the Mueller investigation. And look what it's got us. Nearly a Civil War status. That's me. No, that's not the article. I'm just saying. Anyway. Civil War? No, there's New California. We stopped that. That's why we're doing New California. So there is no talk of Civil War. We do it peaceably. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. Will there be civil war? I don't know. If the left wants it, there'll be it. Or they're pushing for it. I think that's part of the problem is everybody looks at all this and thinks about it and goes, you know what? It seems to me that it's the problem of the left that's creating this problem of the civil war potential. Certainly out here in California. It's clearly that way. And boy, do we have some things for you tomorrow. Let's see. I think we got Chris Street coming on the show today. I'll have to check that out. Anyway, we're going to be talking about floods. And we're going to be talking about water and all sorts of turmoil, if you will, that we are about to experience here in California. Well, actually, we're experiencing now flooding like you can't believe. Of course, all these big storms, that river, that atmospheric river that's coming in and hammering it. Oh, and it's all kind of being directed right at a place called Oroville. Shocking. Aren't you shocked? Aren't you shocked? And listen, what's at the border? We're not getting any radio chatter at the border. Down in Mexico, you know, Southern California. What's up with that? I don't know, but I know there's caravans because, you know, isn't it interesting that all this stuff's been happening? You got Korea, you got Cohen, you got this, you got that. And nothing's being said about these massive caravans coming across the border. Is that called an invasion? Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution? Freedom from invasion? Yeah, and they complain about a wall. Let's not lose sight of what is actually happening in our world. The more we focus on the three elements of what we find in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, it starts to say everything about what's happening around us. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.